Blog Talk Radio.
The bullocks of our lives will bring tonight and just offer a sacrifice of praise. Lift those hands to Him. Rata bagede amakoto sakai.
Bow down in adoration.
We join. angels bow in adoration. We join them as we lift up, we cry worthy. Lift up your voice, come on. Worthy. Sing it, come on. The angels bow in adoration. We join them now as we lift up, we cry worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Wave your hands to Jesus.
The angels bow in adoration. We join them now. We cry, worthy, worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. That was slain for my righteousness. That was slain for my forgiveness. That was slain for my health. That was slain for my peace. Lift up your hands.
Worthy is the Lord. Lift up your voice. Cry worthy. Cry worthy. We cry.
My God, in my
Emmanuel.
eyes the light delight me. You're living inside of me. You are the spokesman in the fire. You're living inside of me. You are the bread of life. You are living inside of me.
Thank you.
the blood that Jesus shed for me. Way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from a day.
Sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Welcome to us, our Blood of Jesus monthly prayer service. Every month we have a prayer service for 3 days, prophetic healing and deliverance prayer service. And the theme for this month is the blood of Jesus. So we have it today, tomorrow, and Saturday. So we welcome you. I pray that you will join us because this time we're going to do a lot of prayers, hallelujah, and not much teaching, but more praying this time, especially during this time and season. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, we worship you, and we magnify your name, O God. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your grace, your love, and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus Christ, O God. We thank you without the shedding of blood. There is no remission of sin. So we thank you for your precious and redeeming blood, O God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, once again, we welcome you in our midst. We surrender this service completely and totally to you. Take preeminence in this service in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified and honored in our lives and in this service. Oh, Father, we thank you. We cover this service with the blood of Jesus. We cover everyone under the sound of my voice that are listening now and that will listen at another time with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. In the name of Jesus, Father, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. We pray, Lord, for you to send us your holy angels to minister to us, to God, and protect us in the name of Jesus. You make your ministers a flaming fire. Lord, make us your flaming fire, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your presence. We pray that, Father God, someone will come to know you as they listen to this service as the Lord and personal Savior. Those that are backslidden will come into the sheepfold in the name of Jesus, O God. We pray for healing, deliverance, restoration as this service go on, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the finished works of the cross. Father, we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome again in the name of Jesus. I'm going to read the scripture, Revelation 1, 5 to 6. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and have made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Revelations 1, 5 to 6. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin for salvation. Hebrews 9, 28. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Romans 5, 9. Ephesians 1, 7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1, 7. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So this evening we're going to talk about the blood of Jesus and do some prayer points concerning the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We're just going to do a few prayer points and talk a little bit about the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to give you a few scriptures regarding the blood of Jesus that you can write, amen, in the name of Jesus, without the shedding of blood. There is no remission of sin, and that's the entry point into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Those of you, I can pray in the spirit, pray along with me for a few seconds. Hallelujah. Maybe for 2 minutes. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, hallelujah. Release your power, release your anointing, release your glory this evening in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So this evening, let me start with the 30 scriptures regarding the blood of Jesus. There's much more. Hallelujah. And then tomorrow, I will go in from Genesis straight through to teach you more about the blood of Jesus. But I want to give you some scriptures to meditate on and to have for yourself in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So the first scripture is Hebrews 9:28. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. Our debt. Christ paid the debt once and for all. Once and for all with his blood, his holy blood. Christ paid the debt for you and I. Christ paid the debt. Amen. Hallelujah. So the debt is fully paid. All your sins, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, the entry point, you cannot come into that sheepfold without the blood of Jesus. That's the entry point, Jesus. That's why we talk about the finishing work of the cross. He paid the price once and for all. Hallelujah. Adam and Eve, when we look at Genesis as they sinned in the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 3, if you go with me, because I just don't want to quote scriptures, we are reading it so you can have it. Genesis chapter 3. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3 so we can look at the scripture. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. He said unto the woman, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and to the tree to be desired to make wise. She took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them were opened, and they both knew they were naked, and they sewed thick leaves together and made themselves aprons. And then they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord said unto Adam, and he said unto him, where art thou? Where art thou? God called unto Adam, where art thou? That's a question God is calling unto you right now. Where are you? Where are you in your relationship with God? Where are you in your faith? Where are you doing in these circumstances that you're going through now in the world? Is the pandemic and people, so much going on. Where are you? Where are you in your faith with Christ? Where are you in your walk with Christ? Where are you? And I hope you're not hiding amongst the trees. Hallelujah. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus that none of us be found naked and hide ourselves because we're naked. When God sees us, he looks at us only, hallelujah, through the blood of Jesus Christ. And he said, who told thee thou art naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou should not eat? And a man said, the woman whom thou givest to me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Don't look for excuses. Don't hide yourself from God when you do wrong. Don't look for excuses. Adam is looking for excuse. He's blaming Eve. And God said unto the woman, where is this? What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me and did eat. And the Lord said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above all beasts of the field. Upon thy belly shall I go, and thus shall I eat all the days of thy life. And I shall put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise its heel. This is the first prophetic promise in the Bible, Genesis 3:15. This is actually talking about Jesus Christ on the cross. Now let's go to 16. Unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow, and thy conception in sorrow, thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, till thou return unto the dust, for out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. And Adam called his wife Eve, because she was the mother of living of the living. Now verse 21 is a very important. Unto Adam also and his wife did the Lord make coats of skin and clothe them. These are animal skin. So you see the covering. God covered them. He made coats of animal skin. So those animals that is innocent animals, pure, holy animals, use the cover, the make coats out of them to cover them, to keep them protected from the evil one. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus, for his blood. Hallelujah. Because during those days, and as time goes by, when you look at Exodus, the high priest had to make atonement for himself and the people every year. And that was just a covering. But once and for all, Jesus, because of the finished work of the cross, he finished that work. He fulfilled Genesis 3:15. I hope you're getting me. So our debt was paid. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I am justified. You are justified. Wherever you are, say, I am justified through the blood of Jesus. Say it. I am justified through the blood of Jesus. So the scripture for this is Romans 5:9. Much more than having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Hallelujah. Say, I am justified through the blood of Jesus. My debt is paid once and for all through the blood of Jesus. Pray. My debt is paid. Decree and declare it. It is true. My debt is paid once and for all through the blood of Jesus. As long as you are saved and a kingdom citizen, this is done. I am forgiven Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:7, I am forgiven through the blood of Jesus. My debt is paid through the blood of Jesus. I'm justified through the blood of Jesus, and I am forgiven through the blood of Jesus. Now let's look at, I am spared from God's wrath through the blood of Jesus. Romans 5:9. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Romans 5:9. I am spared from God's wrath through the blood of Jesus. I want you to decree and declare it. I am spared from God's wrath through the blood of Jesus. Then let's go. I am being spiritually healed. Say it. I am being spiritually healed. I am being spiritually healed. One day, even my flesh will be replaced with an incorruptible body. I am being spiritually healed. One day, even my flesh will be replaced with an incorruptible body through the blood of Jesus. 1 Peter 2:24, he who himself bore our sins in his own blood on a tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Healing comes through what? The blood of Jesus. That's why they say, you were healed. You were healed. I am healed through the blood of Jesus. I was healed through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. He paid that debt even before you were born. Hallelujah. You are healed through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I am spiritually alive through the blood of Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. John 6:53, I am spiritually alive through the blood of Jesus. Adam and Eve, before, they were what? Spiritually dead when they sinned. But because of the finished work of the cross, because of the blood of Jesus, we are spiritually alive. I am spiritually alive through the blood of Jesus. Pray, pray. I am spiritually alive through the blood of Jesus. Focus and pray that prayer. I am healed through the blood of Jesus. I am spared from God's wrath. So God's anger, when God is releasing judgment, it is not coming on you because of the blood of Jesus, because you're walking in his holiness and his righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is a time to praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53:5. My judgment has been satisfied, and I am at peace with God. My judgment has been satisfied. You see, the accuser is the devil. Hallelujah. But Jesus said that phrase, my judgment has been satisfied, and I am at peace with God. My judgment has been satisfied, and I am at peace with God through the blood of Jesus. My judgment has been satisfied, and I am at peace with God through the blood of Jesus. Begin to pray wherever you are. My judgment has been satisfied, and I'm at peace with God through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to say these things until you believe it. Say it with faith. Your judgment has been satisfied, and you are at peace with God through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Joel 3:21. For I was cleansed. I will cleanse their blood. For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwells in Zion. The bloodstream of his people Israel will be purged. That means your bloodstream, because you have received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Your bloodstream is purged through the blood of Jesus. That's why when you release the blood of Jesus, those of you sick and not feeling well, and sometimes you look for prayer, let the blood of Jesus purge your bloodstream. Let the blood of Jesus, for that means take all that impurity in your blood, in your natural blood. When the blood, spiritual blood comes, hallelujah, You are purged. You are cleansed. To the blood of Jesus. Then we go to I am cleansed to the blood of Jesus. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. I am cleansed to the blood of Jesus. I am cleansed to the blood of Jesus. Repeat it and say it. There's something when you say, I am cleansed. You activating that anointing that is in I am. Who is I am? Hallelujah. I am cleansed. I am cleansed to the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 John 1:7. I have the power to overcome the enemy to the blood of Jesus. I have the power to overcome the enemy to the blood of Jesus. Pray, pray. I have the power to overcome the enemy to the blood of Jesus. I have the power to overcome the enemy to the blood of Jesus. I have the power to overcome the enemy through the blood of Jesus. I have the power to overcome the enemy through the blood of Jesus. And they overcame me by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Revelation 12:11. Hallelujah. I am no longer under the curse of the law. Why? Because through the blood of Jesus, you are no longer under the curse of the Lord. You got to decree and declare and prophesy over your life. I am no longer under the curse of the Lord. That means generational curses. You got to pray over that and let the blood of Jesus cleanse you for ancestral curses, generational curses, some of the curses, self-inflicted curses, or curses. And others have cursed you. The blood of Jesus. You are no longer under the curse of the law. The curse of the law, hallelujah, you are no longer. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Having been a curse for us once, he took that curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Galatians 3:13. I have been reclaimed from the enemy, reclaimed from the enemy. The enemy had you. You were in bondage. We were in bondage. He had us. But when we received Christ, hallelujah, you can say this, I have been reclaimed from the enemy through the blood of Jesus. I have been reclaimed from the enemy through the blood of Jesus. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:7. I have been reclaimed from the enemy through the blood of Jesus. I am no longer a stranger to the covenant of promise. Hallelujah. You are no longer a stranger to the covenant of promise. I am no longer a stranger to the covenant of promise through the blood of Jesus. I am no longer a stranger to the covenant of promise in front of Jesus. Ephesians 2:12-13. That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were far off have been brought near, hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus. Ephesians 2:12-13. Hallelujah. The final act of public expiation has been made on my behalf. The final act of public expiation has been made on my behalf. For the life of a creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourselves on the altar. It is the blood. Which blood it is? The blood that makes atonement for one's life. Leviticus 17:11. Which blood? The blood of Jesus. I have been moved from the enemy kingdom into the kingdom of God. I have been removed from the enemy's kingdom into the kingdom of God. Colossians 2:50. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. I have been moved from the enemy kingdom into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Colossians 2:15. Hallelujah. I have gained the unmerited favor of God. Hallelujah. Everybody like favor. But favor with God is not something you deserve, but because of the blood of Jesus. Say, I have gained the unmerited favor of God through the blood of Jesus. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:7. Say it, I have gained the unmerited favor of God. That means you're walking in the favor of Almighty God because of the blood of Jesus. I have been declared righteous. I have been declared righteous through the blood of Jesus. You are righteous through the blood of Jesus. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. I have been declared righteous through the blood of Jesus. The next one, I have been justified just as though I had never sinned. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that was previously committed. Romans 3:24-25. I have been justified. There's no mercy. When God look at you, he look at you through his son, and you are sinless, righteous, holy. Through the blood of Jesus, I am able to come close to God. But now in Christ, you who was once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:13. I am able to come close to God through what? The blood of Jesus. Ephesians 2:13. Okay, the next one. I can participate in the sweet communion of remembrance of his sacrifice. I can participate, and we're doing the Holy Communion this night. Hallelujah. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shared for you. Luke 22:20. I can now participate because of the blood of Jesus, the sweet remembrance of his sacrifice. My redemption will never perish. My redemption will never perish through the blood of Jesus. My redemption will never perish through the blood of Jesus. 1 Peter 1:18-19. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. My redemption will never perish. 1 Peter 1:18-19, that's the scripture that goes along with that. Jesus testified on my behalf. He said he has testified what on your behalf. So let's look at Revelation 1:5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Revelation 1:5. Jesus testifies on my behalf that I am clean through his blood. Jesus testifies on my behalf that I am clean through his blood. I am free. I'm free through the blood of Jesus. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I am free. Repeat, pray that prayer. I declare that over your life. I am free through the blood of Jesus. I am protected from judgment through the blood of Jesus. Exodus 12:37, that you shall say, it is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our household. So the people bowed their heads and worshiped. I am protected. So when all God's judgment is going, his wrath, his judgment, you are free because you are protected under the blood of Jesus. I am free from a conscience defiled by guilt. You see, the devil likes to come and remind you about things you did. You remind him about where he's going. You are free from a conscience defiled by guilt. I am free from a conscience defiled by guilt. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure waters. Hebrews 10:22. I am free from conscience defiled by guilt. The devil likes to put things in your mind to say you're not forgiven. I want you to know you are free from conscience defiled by guilt through the blood of Jesus. I am no longer condemned. There is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. As long as you walk according to the Spirit of Christ, I am no longer condemned. You are no longer condemned. Romans 8:1. I have been separated from the world and declared holy to God through the blood of Jesus. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. I have been separated from the world and declared holy to God. What? Through the blood of Jesus. I can proclaim total victory to the blood of Jesus, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Revelation 12:11. I can proclaim total victory. Total victory. I proclaim my total victory to the blood of the Lamb. Begin to pray that. I proclaim my total victory to the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus. Revelation 12:11. I can enter into the holiest of holies and live. I can enter boldly into the holiest of holies and live. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh, having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a pure heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure waters. Hebrews 10:19-22. I can enter boldly into the holiest of holies and live. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus. I have further revelation of who God is through the blood of Jesus. I have further revelation. You're learning God deeper and deeper. Why? Through the blood of Jesus. You're establishing an intimate relationship with God, going deeper, not just on the surface. You want more and more of God. Ha! Hallelujah! Through the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 1:3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, which he himself purged our sin, set down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Hebrews 1:3. So I've given you 30 prayer points that we've prayed this evening, and giving you reason how well you've been victorious to the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is a time to just praise and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for his blood. Thank him for his blood, the blood of Jesus. You have been justified, redeemed. Hallelujah. There's victory, healed, delivered, set free through the blood of Jesus. He paid that price for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get your Holy Communion ready, and we're going to do the Holy Communion. Amen. In the name of Jesus, and then we're closed. Let's take the Holy Communion together, and then we will close. Amen. word, Reverend Boyer, you will pray over the Holy Communion, and then we'll take it together. Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Father God, we ask that the blessings of this table strengthen our faith, increase our generosity, and unify our hearts. For we pray in the name of Jesus, the risen one, O present spirit, help us recognize the risen Christ in the breaking of the bread, feeding the world with this bread, bringing it joy with this wine. Father, in the name of Jesus, we recognize that we have a covenant with you, a covenant that is ratified by the shed blood of Jesus at Calvary. Because of the fact that Jesus' body was broken for us, that his blood was shed in our behalf, we acknowledge that he bore sin, sickness, disease, sorrow, grief, fear, torment, unforgiveness, strife, and lack for us. Through his sacrifice, we have complete redemption, total deliverance from the works of Satan. As new creations in Christ Jesus, we realize our freedom has been bought and paid for. We are forgiven, we are redeemed, and we give thanks for it all. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those of you just joining, we're taking the communion right now in the name of Jesus. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, starting from verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. You may partake of your crackers or your bread or that you have that represents the body of Christ. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, thank you, Jesus, and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread or your crackers that represent the body of Christ. Hallelujah. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup, it's the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice that represents the blood of Jesus. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, dare one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. And let us pray. Father, we thank you for the Holy Communion this evening. Father God, we pray for complete healing, complete deliverance, complete restoration in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our lives. We plead the blood of Jesus over the life of our parents. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children, our spouses in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our siblings. We plead the blood of Jesus over any sick person in our families, anyone that is sick right now. Release the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We cover our environment with the blood of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus to destroy every generational sin in our lives, every generational curse. We use the blood of Jesus. Father God, we claim all the unlimited blessings in the blood of Jesus. We claim their strength. We claim wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, reverential fear of the Lord. We claim fruitfulness in the Spirit in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We claim salvation from family members and friends and those who do not know Jesus Christ through the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the victory in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we release the blood of Jesus into our hospitals, into the hospitals in our cities, in our states. Let the blood speak. We ask Jesus to walk into those hospitals, to heal those that are sick and are suffering right now in the name of Jesus. In our neighborhood, those that are sick, we release the blood of Jesus to our neighbors, oh God, in our neighborhood, in our zip code. The blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Release the blood of Jesus, oh Father God, into Washington, D.C., into the White House. The blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. Let the blood speak. Let the blood speak into the White House, into the Congress. The blood, we release the blood like a tsunami. Father God, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, into the White House, everyone working in that White House, including the president and his family, the blood of Jesus to review everything that is said. Let the blood of Jesus wash and cleanse. Let the blood of Jesus purify. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus in the Congress, the blood of Jesus, oh God. And let the Holy Spirit move, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus so uproot COVID from in this land. The blood of Jesus so uproot COVID from in the world. The blood of Jesus. Raise up intercessors that can pray, oh God, so that the blood can remove this COVID-19 in the name of Jesus. And we pray that people will come to know you as the Lord and personal Savior. We thank you for the blood, healing relationships, restoring relationships, releasing generational blessings. The blood of Jesus have us under an open heaven, walking in the favor of God, giving us strength in the name of Jesus, healing our bodies in the name of Jesus, healing our emotional bodies in the name of Jesus. Oh, we pray for the blood of Jesus for finances in the name of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood. Father, we thank you for the breakthrough and the freedom that is in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We thank God, hallelujah, for you joining us this evening in the name of Jesus. The blood, pray and pray that prayer. Let the blood speak for you, hallelujah, for me and for you, hallelujah. So we thank God for you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Join us tomorrow evening at 7. We're going deeper and deeper, and we will continue in prayers concerning the blood of Jesus. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed evening in Jesus' name.
One dark night in Egypt, fearful time had come. The one little Hebrew boy was his father's firstborn son. Now with the angel of death passing low, it was hard to fall asleep. But one little lamb had to die, why his blood was on the door. Through the wind and the rain, it still remained, but he wanted to be sure. So he called out to his earthly father with a trembling voice, so scared, crying, "Father, would you please look and see if the blood is still there?" And he said, "Son, don't you worry, for the blood is there.
Favorite verses of the entirety of the Bible is found in the book of Exodus. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. My Lord, that's good stuff right there. Every one of us, that applies to every single one of our hearts and lives. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Just Joseph, sing that chorus one more time if you can.
When I see the blood, can we stand?
thank the Lord for his precious blood. Come on, put your hands together tonight. Thank the Lord for his precious blood. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. You may be seated.